friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time.
In this season, we will be talking about walking while we are waiting.
Welcome back to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we believe that even in the highs and lows of life, we can trust that the God who created us will guide and protect us every step we take. We have chosen to walk by faith and not by sight. We have a feeling that if you're here, that's your story too. We are so excited that you have found this podcast and that you are walking with us. We look forward to a new season, and we hope you will be encouraged and motivated to keep your eyes on Jesus and keep walking even while you find yourself in a place of waiting.
Wow, Chris. Well, we are starting season two, and it is exciting, and we're so thankful for the opportunity. We're so thankful that you are walking with us, and we find ourselves waiting, yes. But we're going to keep walking.
That's right.
While we wait. And for me, you know, I'm waiting for the third part of this deep brain stimulation. We've done surgery one, we've done surgery two, and we're waiting for it all to come together in a few weeks, and learning to wait, learning to trust that God is in control is a daily, moment by moment thing for us to do.
Absolutely. It's not easy. It's not natural. And in the world we live in, the comforts and the ability to fix our own problems or find a solution, you know, is easy sometimes, yeah. And waiting is difficult. And so we are committed to reminding each other why it's so important to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. That's because the world will tell us one way of doing things. But as Christians, as believers, as accountability partners, we need to encourage each other to stay focused on the waiting and what God is teaching us and the perseverance that we can learn through it. So yeah, I'm excited because I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm a few inches taller, believe it or not, just because we've stepped into something that was so very uncomfortable a couple weeks ago, Kel.
Yeah.
And here we are. We're still committed to doing this, and God is working in the waiting. And so
that's right.
It's exciting.
I was reminded just this week of several things, but often in our culture today, we treat God and our problems like a microwave, and we want to pop in our problems, and we want solutions to be ready instantaneously, and that's not reality in the Christian life.
That's right.
It's not reality when we're waiting for God to do what only God can do. And the story I was reminded of is back during the Great Depression of the 1930s, people were starving. Yeah. Families were starving. Moms and dads wanted food for their children, and they couldn't get jobs. There wasn't food on every corner. It was a miserable time. And during that time, that's when soup kitchens became very prevalent and popular. And people would wait and wait and wait for hours to get a cup of soup. And their families would be there waiting to get a cup of soup. And it just reminded me that we're willing to wait when we're hungry.
Right.
Like if our physical bodies are hungry, we'll wait. And that's what we're doing now, Chris. And to be honest, in this last few weeks of me waiting, you know, there's been days, or not days, but just waves mm-hmm. of discouragement. Like, this is my reality. Mm-hmm. Like, this is hard. Like, God, are you really going to come through?
Right.
And what do you do with that? And I went to the Psalms and read about David, and he was downcast. Mm-hmm. He was discouraged. And in Psalms 42, we read, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Mm-hmm. Why are you disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." And, you know, I think that this comes when I just look around me and everybody's still going right. and doing and, you know, living life. And for me, it's just been slower
right.
and I've hurt. Yeah. And the pain's been real. And do you just power up and walk through it and ignore it? No, I couldn't do it.
Right.
And so that reality has been real. Just waves of discouragement with the tension of the reality of who God is and how faithful he's been.
Amen. Amen. Lamentations 3:24 says, "I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him." Just uh-huh. you were talking about
yeah.
the soup kitchen. And what is my portion? Like, my portion, I need Jesus.
Yeah.
We need him in the waiting. And I think that kind of brings me, you know, as we were talking about a new season and we kind of sat down and talked about the things in the past that we've waited for. You just spoke to what you're waiting for in this season. I just was reminded, my son is 22 years old, and I can remember being pregnant and waiting for a new baby. But as I was waiting, I just had to think back to the years before I was pregnant. And maybe some of the decisions that I had made, even in my own life, Kelly, were not, you know, the greatest of decisions for my body, what I put into my body, the things that I was focused on. So while I was waiting, while I was pregnant, excited about a new baby, I can remember the enemy coming at me and saying, "Do you really think that you're going to have a healthy baby?" I remember the attacks.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what you're speaking to. Like, we have a choice. Like, Jesus is our portion, but we have to call on him in the middle of that. And so during that pregnancy, I can remember having this conversation with God, saying, "God, I know some of the decisions that I've made in my past. Like, I'm prepared. I'm prepared. If this baby isn't perfect, like, it's going to be okay, God, because you're going to be there with me." And, you know, that is not the God that
that's
we serve.
Right.
And
right.
looking back now, thinking about a time in my life when I waited, I'm older and wiser now, and I'm walking closer, I think, with God than I ever have. But I'm reminded that that's not the God that we serve. It's not if I'm doing everything right and I have it all together, God's going to bless and he's going to heal. No, God is God, and he is who he is. And
right.
we can trust that. I mean, that was my way of thinking was guilt, shame driven. And God is a good God. He loves us. And, you know, Christopher was perfect. I mean, he was perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
And it was another reminder to me in that season that, you know, Christy, that's not how I work. This child is, you know, he was created. And Psalm 139, I just have to read it. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And Amen. That was the reminder. God loves us.
Yeah.
He sees us in the waiting. He sees you in the season of waiting on healing. And you listeners out there, he sees you. And we don't know what you're waiting for. We don't know what season you're in, but God is right there beside you too. So when we get back from the break, we will just keep talking about waiting. And we have a couple examples maybe that we've learned how to wait, and we'll get right back to it.
Welcome back. In this episode, we're continuing to talk about how we walk with God while we wait on what God is doing. And I've just experienced a few things this week. One of those is being patient when my flesh is impatient, and just recognizing that that's going on in my heart. I'm impatient because I want the pain to stop. I want to do the things I'm used to doing. But I have to be patient with the process of healing. And, you know, so often I want to rush life to what's next.
Right.
And can this be over now? I've had enough. I just want this to be over and we move on to what's next. And I feel like God just spoke to me and said, don't miss what I'm doing right now by you being still, you being home, you taking more naps. Don't miss what I'm doing in these moments because you're wishing it was over.
Right.
And that's hard.
It is. And it makes me just think, what am I waiting for?
Yeah.
Like what? Yes. You're waiting on this procedure to the stimulator and the battery to connect and to see no tremor in your hand. Like, yes, that's what you're waiting for right now. But Kelly, if that comes, then what are you going to be waiting? Then what?
Right.
So, you know, that's the reminder for me. I'm looking at you and I know you're hurting. I know that you want to be on the other side. But what I'm learning through you is to be still and to be patient for the things in my life, because we're all learning while we wait, and it is a process. And if we just got the answer, if we just got the healing today, then we just go on tomorrow and we start waiting for something else. But God is teaching in the waiting. He is refining in the waiting, and he is doing things through your pain, through your wait. These listeners, like, I know they are praying for you, and I'm praying for you, and we're believing for that healing, and we are going to praise God for the healing. But he's doing so much more. He is refining, and we need to remember that he's doing good things.
And while we wait, I think we're submitting to his authority.
That's right.
His timing, his plan and how so often we want to control it. Yep. Like we just want to have our hands on it. We want it to go the way we think it should go. And when it doesn't, it's really an opportunity to just lift our hands.
Yes.
And say, God, I submit to your leadership. That's in right. my life. Like, you're in charge. That's right. And I trust that you know what you're doing. That's and good. His word teaches that. I mean, I was just looking at so many stories of people, Joseph and Ruth, yes. and Abraham, where just story after story where it was a submission to God's authority.
That's right.
They did not know the outcome. They did not know what God was going to do, but they praised him. They
trusted him.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I think this is kind of appropriate to share. I obviously love a garden, love my backyard space, but I also listen to Jessica Sowards, who is Roots and Refuge Farm, for any of my farming friends out there that probably know who she is. But I love her perspective on all things gardening, farming, and faith. And she has a saying that she uses all the time, and it says, turn your waiting room into a classroom. And there were years that she just waited for a farm, waited for, you know, a garden, and what she had to learn to do because of financial reasons and all the other things that many of us, you know, have as a waiting in our life. She just began to teach herself. I mean, she learned how to garden and farm and do those things that take time.
Yeah.
But now she's quite the podcaster and quite the educator on all these things.
And farmer.
And, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. But I mean, I just love that idea of in this waiting, what is God teaching me? What is he teaching you? Because it is a classroom opportunity, you being a teacher, like this waiting, somebody needs to know the steps. How do you wait? How do you, you know, while you're waiting, how do you continue to serve? How do you continue to have joy? How do you continue to have peace and walk through this life, as hard or difficult the circumstances are, to keep walking and do it with a Christ-like
and
perspective.
I sure don't think we get it right all the time.
No.
I know I don't. And it is just a constant refining my flesh to what God wants and recognizing, wow, that was a wave of discouragement right. that really did just hit me. And I am believing lies that the enemy is speaking. Stop.
Right.
Stop. And let's replace that with what is true from God's word.
And I think you even had to ask for that this week.
Yeah.
Like, speak truth into me right now, because this is hard. And I think it was part of your results from surgery, and you were just reading some of the notes, and there was a word in there that was scary. And we had to pull out the report, and we found on that report how everything went exactly as planned, and where you were seeing one part of, I think it was just a diagnosis code that probably they were using for insurance purposes. The enemy was trying to attack you
yes.
in that area. And I was like, no. The bottom of this report says that everything went exactly as planned. And so that is exactly yes. what we're talking about.
That's
we look at the truth. We don't live and walk by what the enemy or what the circumstance or the diagnosis or...
Or what if?
What if?
What if? We can live in what if.
Right.
It's not true.
That's right. Not for today. Today,
yeah,
we're here. We have a story to share. And that story is that God is good. And we've seen his goodness before, so we can trust it today.
That's right. That's right. Well, Chris, I know the farm is a beautiful demonstration of waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, every season, you're starting with seeds, and then you get to see the fruit of that crop. And even this week, you shared pictures with us of the fruit of waiting on those seeds to grow.
Right.
And I'm sure that's a reminder to you every day of...
Every day. But along with that, let's be honest, there's three chicken coops. And I was telling you yesterday, I spent all day outside and cutting grass. There's always grass to be cut. Chicken coops are a dirty job when you clean them out or you wait a week to do it. And it just feels good, though, to get in the middle of, can I say, a crappy situation?
Yeah.
A dirty situation or something that doesn't look real pretty on the outside. But to get in it and actually do the work and not just leave it or not ignore it, but to tackle it head on, that's the good feeling. To get in the garden and to water those seeds and to see little tiny sprouts. Like, my goodness, there is nothing better than to see new life. And I love it. So, yes, he speaks to me. And paths. I mean, on our farm, we have paths that need to be cleared. And I mean, I know God is going to do something through those walking trails. And it's just not there yet because paths need to be cleared. And so I feel like that's what we can help do, even with this podcast, that we are just helping others. We don't have it figured out. We don't have a clear path yet, but we're committed to getting in there and clearing it out. And
we're committed to keep walking.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, every week we like to leave our listeners with something. And today we'd like to leave you with a question. That question is simply this. What are you waiting for? There will never be a better time to trust God with what you're waiting on or for than right now today. He will walk with you and he will never leave you nor forsake you. So Kelly and I are committed to walking this journey out, this season of our life out, and we would love to walk with you.
And we would love to hear from you, like Instagram, Walking with Kelly and Christy, Facebook, Walking with Kelly and Christy. Maybe it's something personal that you don't want anybody else to see.
Emails.
Send us an email. walkingwithkellyandchristy@gmail.com. And we would love to pray with you this season about what you're waiting for.
Right.
Because we're waiting too.
And if we don't have the answers, we would love to connect you or try to connect you with someone that can help you.
Yeah.
So until next time,
keep walking.
Rooted Studio. Hey everyone, thank you for listening. My name is Adriana. I produce and edit this podcast. I just want to let you know, Walking with Kelly and Christy is an independent podcast. That means it thrives and grows on your support. So please continue to interact with the podcast, follow it, share it with all of those around you. It really is the best way for us to grow. Thank you for your continued support and helping us reach new audiences. And remember, keep walking.